The saying goes, milk does a body good. Despite that, too few of us really drink the white stuff. That includes adults and kids.
I don't like that much milk, like white milk. I don't like that much.
In an effort to get more kids to benefit from the nutrients milk offers, many school districts, including Fresno Unified, served up flavored milk, both chocolate and strawberry. So along with their daily intake of vitamin A, calcium, and potassium, students were also getting sugar, a lot of sugar, about 4 additional teaspoons in an 8-ounce serving of chocolate milk.
Well, we began in the fall of 2010 learning more about the chocolate milk issue and the added sugars in chocolate milk.
Jose Alvarado, Food Services Director with Fresno Unified, says the district had been working with UC Cooperative Extension to provide healthier foods to its students. With the Valley having one of the highest childhood obesity rates in the state, schools were under pressure to make changes in their menus, and flavored milk was a target.
So we started doing research in terms of what's in our milk.
Alvarado says the district began working with its vendor, Producers Dairy, to find ways to make their milk healthier. They first removed the high fructose corn syrup from their flavored milk.
That's a big change for a large manufacturer. You know, they have to have it reformulated, send it back east to have it taste tested. And then they brought us some samples to make sure it still tastes good.
Alvarado says the kids, who were probably the best taste testers, didn't notice the change. But removing the corn syrup wouldn't be enough. By then, the controversy over flavored milk in schools was heating up. Fresno Unified did remove strawberry milk from its menu, saying it had no nutritional value. Many kids didn't seem to miss it.
Okay, guys, next 2 tables. Let's go ahead and make sure you have trash on your tray.
I like the chocolate one. I don't like strawberry.
They do like the chocolate milk. Few even mentioned white milk. Sarah Boss with the UC Cal Fresh Education Program says the agency wanted to find out just how many of Fresno Unified students had even tried white milk.
So we did a tasting in the classroom of white milk paired with whole grain Cheerios. And a surprising amount of the students reported that they had never tried white milk before. They had never actually tasted it. Many of the students said that they don't drink any milk at home, and so their only milk exposure was at school, and they had only tried chocolate milk.
Armed with that information, Fresno Unified thought long and hard before eliminating what is the only source of milk for many of its students.
When at all possible, we want kids to choose white milk because it has no added sugar to it. But in a real world where kids are used to drinking chocolate milk, it's important to consider all of the different options that they have and keep them consuming this important food group.
Instead of eliminating chocolate milk altogether, the district and Producers Dairy worked on making a healthier version of the flavored milk. All agree it was a huge undertaking on the part of producers.
It's not as simple like you just flip the switch and stop adding this much sugar. It's a big undertaking. There were a lot of people involved.
Richie Shahadi, Director of Sales and Marketing for Producers, says it was a long process. Producers looked at what other companies were doing and worked with its chocolate supplier to come up with just the right mix.
We tasted a lot of chocolate milk from different places, and ultimately we wanted to come up with something that the kids like, because if the kids don't like it, they're not going to drink it, and if they don't drink it, then they're not getting that nutrition from milk.
For producers and the school district, it was a process that started in 2011 with the elimination of high fructose corn syrup from their flavored milk. And by the end of that school year, producers had come up with what it hoped was a winning formula for chocolate milk.
A lot of people think that chocolate milk is the enemy, and in fact, it's really that sugar. People were unhappy with the amount of sugar in chocolate milk. And so basically what we were able to do is come up with a solution that was the best of both worlds.
The fat-free chocolate milk introduced to students last January had a total of 120 calories, 10 calories less than the 1% white milk, and contained 19 grams of sugar. just 3/4 of a teaspoon more than the white milk. Fresno Unified's Jose Alvarado says district-wide students are consuming a lot less sugar.
The analysis that we've done, we're estimating about 200,000 pounds of less sugar per year only in our milk. And I believe it's over 140 institutions that they provide this type of milk to. And I believe that it's up to almost 1 million pounds of less sugar in the milk they now serve to those institutions, include hospitals and schools.
Fresno Unified says not all health professionals agree with their decision to keep chocolate milk on the menu. But all those involved in the process of coming up with a healthier version believe it is a good compromise.
If kids aren't getting milk, they're not getting the nutrition and they're not getting that balance of their diet that they need.
For Valley Public Radio, I'm Juanita Stevenson.